Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I'm so happy that you pressed play and that you're here to, well, I'm here to just kind of calm you down. How's your life going? You doing okay? Is your head spinning with all the mad news that's going on?
Our big story tonight, a state of emergency has been issued in Marianna, Arkansas. City leaders will tell you it's an indication of just how serious the gun violence problem is in their hometown.
Community members here in Marianna learned of the upcoming curfew on a Facebook post today, letting them know that between 8 p.m. tonight and 6 a.m. tomorrow, and again on Saturday night into Sunday morning, they are not allowed to leave the house. They are not allowed to leave the house. Not to leave the house. Not allowed to leave the house.
Is your head spinning? With all the mad news that's going on, I felt like my head was going to fall off yesterday. Weirdest thing. I even put out on X, I put a post out saying, hey, I may not even be able to work. I was so sick. I had like a fever 101. I couldn't get out of the chair. And then everybody gives me well wishes and prays for me. And today I'm feeling like it's time to talk about all the madness going on. You know, the UN turned 75 years old today. 75. That, my friends, is what they call a diamond jubilee. A jubilee, which is, you know, it's kind of a celebration. Time of freedom. Very strange, especially with all that's going on. Today, as I'm taping this, it's April 4th, 4-4-2024. If you put them together, it's 4-4-4-4. I put a post out today on X, and I said, today's 4-4-4-4. You know, or 8-8, the way you look at it. And I said, 4 days left until this eclipse, which everybody thinks the world's going to blow up. If you watch my last couple of shows, you know that's not going to happen. But a system that's in place is on its way out. For sure. Without a shadow of a doubt in my mind. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating. But it seems like everything's moving in that direction. In fact, the Trumpster did a video. And I put this out as well, and I said, hey, it's not like I told you so. You know, after he left, that Biden was going to come in, we're going to be biding our time, and things were going to be so terrible. And then Trump was going to come in like the hero and make everything right again. He actually did a video where he said this, and that video is kind of like trending around.
The good news is we've seen how bad they are. And because of that, there's more spirit now than ever before. Because more spirit now than ever before. Spirit now than ever before. Because of that, we'll be able to do things to make our country great again that we probably could have never really done had it been a more traditional turnover. Could have never really done had it been a more traditional turnover. More traditional turnover.
He actually said it's a good thing that they're doing this. Otherwise, what we're going to do in a non-traditional takeover, because it's going to be a new takeover, but not the normal way, they would have never been able to do. So it's a good thing that everything's been so wacky and everything's been so terrible, because when, you know, the Trumpster comes in and, you know, it's going to be a new day, he said we wouldn't be able to do it. People aren't going to be able to get away with nonsense in the future. He's telling you that this is a pause. this is just a pause. On X, there's a purge going on. Elon put this out because I don't know if you've noticed, there's been a lot of bots that are like, hey, I got nude pictures in the bio. I'm always like blocking them, always blocking them. When I see them, I'm always blocking them. One time, because my thumbs are big, I actually hit like follow by accident. I was so scared I had to like undo it, because like I guess they're very close to each other. I'm not looking at any naughty sites, okay? Just so you know. But the purge is happening today. Bunch of bad stuff is going bye-bye on X. Bunch of bad stuff maybe going bye-bye in the real world too. Problem is, people have been doing things the wrong way for so long. Do you know in Atlanta, today is happy... #404 day, 404 day. It's an Atlanta thing. I don't know. I only know Atlanta because my buddy Griff, you know, he's from Atlanta and he's a good friend of mine. He's a big TV guy in South Africa, actually. Huge. And a comedian, amazing comedian. One day I'll have him on or something. But besides that, I had my very first and only speaking event in Hotlanta, which I think is pretty cool.
Never done this before, but I knew that it would be. I knew it would be fine. Okay? So you have this first man. So that first man is told this, that, and the other thing. God says, don't eat of that tree. Don't eat of what's right and what's wrong. Because you start eating what's right and what's wrong, next thing you know, you can't wear white after, what is it? You know? And that just messes up, you know, that just messes up my wardrobe.
But when I see hashtag 404, I'm like, what is 404? So I got to look it up. You know what it is? You know when you like go to the search bar and you're typing in things and you're trying to find something, but maybe you're going about it the wrong way. You spell it the wrong way or whatever. It says 404 file not found. The resources you're looking for, you can't find them because you're going about it the wrong way. Interesting. I find that spiritually significant because that's basically what our lives have been. We've been going about things the wrong way for too long, and it's time for God to intervene. Sometimes it takes a heavy hand. Maybe that's what the Trumpster's talking about. Once again, I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm just saying I kind of have a feeling this is the way it's going. I hope that you could take that for what it's worth. He actually put out a post on Truth Social just like a day or two ago where he had a coffin, and there was a sticker on it. It said Donald Trump, and there was like a rose. Like the Order of the Rose, you know, those secret societies and all. But he put that out. And of course, Nicholas was like, Jacob, your dream. Because you probably, if you're new to the channel, I have this dream that I've been talking about for a long time. I had it before the election where everybody thought Trump was going to win and he didn't win. I had a feeling that he wasn't going to win. I had this weird dream. I call it the coffin dream. And then here he's sharing a coffin. So that tells me we're close. We're close to this whole thing where he's laughing and dancing like he was in that dream. I'm not going to play it again. If you want, you can watch my last live show, which you should do right there. Go watch it. It'll be at the end of the video if you want. You can click on it and you'll see what I'm talking about. 75th anniversary of NATO. And at the same time they're doing this, you know, they're saying that UK is going to be UKR, you know, the bird, the crane is going to be part of NATO, that they're going to bring this in. This is the new thing, and that they're strengthening their alliance and they're throwing their full support behind all of this, and that NATO's stronger than ever before. Now, today, 75 years of collective defense since the creation on April 4th, 1949. The Transatlantic Alliance has grown. 12 founding members, 32 member countries all working together to keep everybody safe. Safe! I don't know if you heard. I think the news broke on April Fool's Day. When I hear of April Fool's Day, you know, I think of not just the fool says in his heart there is no God, but, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, if you know what I mean. And on April Fool's Day, we heard all about that bird flu that's coming. And they say it's going to be 100 times more terrible than ever before. It's like, how's everybody going to, you know, if you're online and you're somebody like me that looks into these things, how do you have a good day after that? Easy, I'll tell you. You understand that it's a spiritual war that we're in. This is all like fake news. Now, I'm not saying that there's not an issue with the bird flu. Maybe there is. Back 6 years ago, almost exactly 7 years ago, I did a video where I literally said the U.S. can now import the bird flu from China. Yeah. Because there was some thing that was going on. It was like some agreement or some, you know, contract that the U.S. came up with whatever. And what I deduced from that was that, oh yeah, this is going to open up the bird flu. And this is going to be a thing in the future. Very strange. And here we are today, right? 100 times worse. On April Fool's Day. So you take that and you just take care of yourself. Eat right. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. You know, look, yesterday I got a little worried because I was really knocked out. Really knocked out. I like literally did not move from my big comfy chair. I stayed in my PJs all day. I haven't done that since probably the last time I was sick in 2018. But today I wake up and I'm like, wow, no fever, no chills. I mean, I don't feel 100%. Like actually as I'm talking, I'm feeling feeling a little lightheaded, but hey.
Still God's champion. That's what we are. That's what we are. We're buckled up and we're ready to go, right? Superheroes getting superpowers. That's what I hope happens on the eclipse. I thought, actually, when I was sick, to be honest, you know how my mind works, I'm thinking, well, there was a huge thing with the Schumann resonance. We had a huge solar flare, and everybody was freaking out about what happened. And I'm like, I probably am just processing new information. That's, yeah. People think I'm a little kooky, but say what you want. My last live stream, where I had this as my thumbnail, the fake tricks, and I talked about how the Matrix just turned 25 years. Well, listen to this. A day later, the big news was released about the new director, Drew Goddard. He's the guy who came up with World War Z, and he's very talented director and writer. He's going to be co-writing, I guess, or working on this with, the Wachowskis. I think that's their name. You know, the sisters now. It's going to be working. And here's the weird thing. Okay, because, you know, I've compared the Trumpster to Nebuchadnezzar for a long time. You know what a big plot point is? Take a wild guess. Take a wild guess. It's going to be a new Matrix. You get what I'm saying? The old Matrix is over. We're entering into a new Matrix. It's a new sim. They're going to be putting us in a new simulation. Maybe. Maybe not. This one is going to be run a little bit better, I think. I think that it's going to be run in a way that's going to be beneficial to people that are doing good in the world. I do. I have that feeling. The plot details are being kept hidden on Nebuchadnezzar, though the studio said Goddard approached the company with a new take to extend the franchise. Ooh. It's just weird, right? Here I, for whatever reason, I'm like, I gotta talk about the Matrix 25-year anniversary. And I put that out, and then this is the picture that they're sharing around. I think that this is interesting. What I find concerning is the fact that I have like a million Band-Aids. I have a million Band-Aids. You know the Band-Aid brand or Curad or whatever it is? Some people say that it used to be Curade. It's a Mandela effect. I think we're going to see a lot more Mandela effects after the eclipse, by the way. Because CERN is doing something weird. So I think that we may have a bunch of new Mandela effects. It'll be very cool to find out. That's my sneaking suspicion. I talked about this on a couple of shows ago. But yeah, Band-Aid brands just came out. It turns out that they cause cancer. How about them apples, right? I wrote this. I said, add Band-Aid and Curad to the list of big-name brands that are going to give you cancer. From baby powder to Colgate toothpaste total to Clearasil to CeraVe to dry shampoos like Dove and Tresemme to dark chocolate, pesticides that are found in Cheerios and oatmeal. Heart healthy, though, but you're not going to be able to have babies because it affects fertility. We pay so much money for these big-name brands. Baby powder. This is nuts. Now, Band-Aid? And they say, this is devious, right? They say they're forever chemicals, and it's like a delivery system. That you put that Band-Aid brand, you put that on your open wound, and it's like, whew, you're like shooting things that are going to really mess you up. From now on, I'm going to use toilet paper and, like, tape. That's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to find some natural toilet paper. I actually reached out. Speaking of which, I reached out. If you haven't gone to trulyfreehome.com, you need to do it. You need to do it. It's a way to support the channel. You get 30% off. You can get cleaning. Look at all the cleaning supplies. All of these things, they're reusable. They're like friendly for the earth and they're good for the environment if you're concerned about that. But there's no toxins. You're not going to have to worry about, you know, getting like a cancer when you clean. Or when you do your laundry or you use your dish soap or whatever else. This is a sponsor for the channel. You can get it from me using code Jacob. You go to the links in the description below. You use code Jacob. You get 30% off. So you get to save money. I get a blessing from it. And you don't have to worry about getting, you know, terrible cancers or whatever, or tumors or whatever else comes with all these toxins and this chemical soup that we're living in. It's time for a new day. Truly Free Live is also doing something else. They're creating a whole new ecosystem for stuff. I may even be doing videos over there. This is exciting times because we're going to need a place. And I called Steven up and I was like, maybe you need to make some Band-Aids now. You know, maybe you need to make some Band-Aids. This is terrible. It's so greedy, so corrupt, people say.
that like they wanted to keep people sickly, and it was a way to kind of stifle and keep population control under control. That's what they say. And now we see population collapse where, you know, people aren't having babies anymore. So what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm not going to pay too much attention now. I'm putting my trust in God. I hope you are too. I'm grateful you came by. I feel pretty gross right now at the end of the video. I felt a lot better at the beginning, but I'm hoping that because of the effort, you do me a favor. You hit the like button. You share the video around, you subscribe or check to make sure you're subscribed, check the bell for notifications. Don't get stressed out about all this stuff. We got like 4 days till the eclipse. It's exciting times. So be excited. Don't be scared. I love each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.